Today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Weather Media Basement Comedy Show 2, Saturday, December 20th. It features the joke stylings of Anthony Savat, Josh Volchko, and Devin Connor. We also have musical guests of Bob Camparta and My Mouth is the Speaker. And if you can't make it to Akron, you can listen to it live at www.lwmradio.com. Now enjoy the show.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween. In this town, we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Join me, Tony.
La, 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 la.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I'm Tony.
Oh, this is the first time you got to say your name.
Yeah, you introduced me last time.
I did. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's the Halloween season. It is upon us. It is tomorrow. You people won't know that because this will come out like November 2nd, but whatever. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving movies. No. I watched some scary movies while we've been gone. Since we've been gone.
Don't just
stop what you're doing now. I hate it. Please.
Kelly Clarkson?
Yeah. Boy, yeah. I got an extended library of music that I listen to, Tony. Yeah. That isn't one of them, but I do hear it on the radio a lot. I'm a sucker.
This is not
pop.
I can't hear.
You wish it was now, don't you? So I watched Annabelle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did you see The Conjuring?
Yes, I saw The
Conjuring.
How'd
you feel about The Conjuring?
I enjoyed it for what it was. I've seen a lot of movies in that same genre vein, yeah. But The Conjuring was a pretty... Gosh, I'm almost getting it misconstrued with other ones because it's so...
Yeah, the only cool thing about that...
Is it the family, or is it the guy who plays the comedian in Watchmen?
I don't believe so.
Is he in The Conjuring?
I mean, he might
no,
be.
Oh, he's in The Possession.
Okay, yeah. So The Conjuring, it's like about that family that would go around and try to like help houses that were like
isn't
possessed
that
or whatever.
Vera Farmiga and then the guy who played Night Owl?
Yeah.
Ah, see? Watchmen,
yeah, that was
yeah.
the one. And remember they had Annabelle in the case and it said, under no circumstances, never open. And
yes.
And then this is the made-up story based on a true story about the origins of Annabelle. That's what I felt was weird. I was like, oh man, this is sick. We're going to finally see the origins of this fucking creepy doll.
They got to drain it.
Yeah, and there is like an actual story, but I think since so many people read it or something like that, that they were like, well, let's just make up our own origin story that follows into the actual story. So at the end of the movie, it starts... with what the nurse girls and stuff at the end of Conjuring that they talk about. They talk about Annabelle the Possessed Doll. It was actually pretty good. It had some cool scares. Very low budget, it seemed. Shot really well. There's a lot of cool imagery in it. I mean, the doll, I don't even know if the doll like animatronically moved once. I don't think
I thought it was just a possessed item. Like
yeah.
their whole room has like possessed items that they just hang out with.
Right, that whole like basement that they have.
They
yeah,
they keep them.
Exactly. But this was before that. This is like the story of how Annabelle got to there almost.
Bad.
Yeah. And it's cool. It's like a cult type thing. It takes place right around the Manson murders and stuff, so they kind of play that aspect of it. Yeah, no, there's a lot of cool views, cool take on it, I guess. But
where did you see this?
Oh, I found a Japanese rip online. It just has Japanese subtitles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just riddled throughout it. And gigantic. I don't understand how those people... I mean, I get that they're taught it, but like, there's like... They'll say an entire sentence, it'll be three fucking characters. I'm like, how does anyone understand what's happening?
Are these pictures that I don't
honestly,
understand?
Like, I'm like, they must be cave drawings. That's pretty much what it is, right? Me and Lane and her friend Chelsea watched it. They were both pretty freaked out about it.
Oh.
It was tolerable. It kept my interest. It wasn't amazing. I didn't think it was going to be either.
What would you give it?
Out of 5, I'd go like 3.5. So
I was going to do out of 30, but
out of 30,
out of 5.
You know, probably like 5. A 17, I guess. right there in the middle, but a little bit higher than average. But yeah, and what else? We watched The Ninth Gate.
Yes.
Fantastic film.
I always enjoy The Ninth Gate.
I feel like it's like a thriller instead of a horror movie, but it has like all this horrible fucking evil shit based around it. I love like the origin and the anthology, him finding the pages. Like it really gets you into the movie. And I swear to God, Johnny Depp acts the exact same in every movie, I'm pretty sure, right now. His eyes do all of his acting. It's weird. Like, his eyes and his eyebrows.
Yes, you can really watch almost any Johnny Depp movie lately and get the same Johnny.
Yeah, but I mean, like, which is weird, because I always felt him as, like, a versatile actor, but, like, even in, like, when he played Wonka, like, yes. It's still a lot of eye acting, a lot of fucking, like, weird eyebrows, which I'm doing right now, which makes no fucking sense, because no one can see it. You can. I'm doing it for you. It's a one-man show, and you're that one man,
sir. Can see.
I can see. Oh, my God. It's a play on our name. Patrick Wilson, that was who yes. we were talking about. That was in The Conjuring. Yeah, you were correct on that. So, have you... I, that was really the only two movies I've
Are
seen.
Are you kidding? You blew the I whole blew load.
Through, but, yep,
the whole load.
Was okay. It good for you?
You literally were like, now walk me.
Yeah.
Walk
yeah,
me
ahead,
the rest of the
go
way.
Ahead. Fucking keep us afloat. Oh. We'll go through and name, like, our top favorite, like, okay. five favorite horror films or things that we like to watch around Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I know that, like, around Christmas, I don't watch Christmas movies, but there's movies that are Christmas to me, like Star Wars. That's not a Christmas movie, but I love watching it at Christmas.
Yes.
Just the feeling I get. I don't know why. Just
yeah. Got it. I got Uncle Buck on
oh,
that
nice.
List.
Right on.
Yeah.
Fucking John Candy.
It was always, like, a family favorite. My dad loved watching it, so it was always on the holidays watching Uncle Buck.
That's awesome. Being Too bad awesome. We're not at Christmas. Get back to Halloween.
I'm
go. What'd you watch?
Go home and just watch Uncle Buck.
You might want
fuck
to.
This. And I have some segment ideas we can toss
Ooh.
Around. When you put it like that.
I'm
you.
Excited. No, that was actually our soundboard. It was our surprise sound.
Ooh. Oh. And the
I
next,
said it again.
And then after I give a review, it'll be.
Oh. Yeah. I'll just be like. Why is the baby shitting and crying? I don't know. He hates the movie. Go ahead.
Okay. I had a good week. I had a good week here.
Solid movie
When
watching.
I say good week, I mean I was alone a lot, watched a ton of movies and
So I guess it's how you
TV.
Spin it.
Yes, however you want to look at it. I'm trying to see positivity in my loneliness.
Yeah, half full.
My life is half full, not a sad empty.
No, I watched a lot of movies for this podcast. I hate it. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I guess.
just take the tears back. Hold them in. Bury them deep down. You just don't feel anything. Tell
I
me about
drink
the movies.
Them. They give me power mass. Okay. So I watched. I did not put these into any sort of categories, so it's going to be a little random. Mm-hmm. We got documentaries, shows, comics. We got it all. We got it all here on this
Oh
list.
My God. Take me on your journey.
First and foremost, I watched a documentary that I absolutely loved called Video Game, the Movie.
Oh, my God. I almost just watched that. And I could have talked to you about it, but I can't.
Oh, very
so tell
good.
Me about it.
Very, very good.
Hook
it
me.
It literally takes you through the entire lineage of the creation of video games, all the way from people creating computers in the 60s that literally you could move a dot across a screen.
And that was a game.
And that was, you know, it was, yeah, the first computer that was built
Life
to
was
operate.
So boring.
I know
Move
you actually
this dot. Oh my God. We don't have to play board games.
Johnny, get over here. Look what it does. I push this button, it goes right. Then it goes left if I push that button.
Now check it out. Right again. It's amazing. I'm controlling something on a TV screen.
But literally they go through. They take it from Atari all the way up to PS4 and Xbox One and just shows. It also shows the culture of video games, the impact video games have, the controversy of video games, and the actual beauty of video games, the art and, like, the artscape that a video game can take you to.
I was about to say, now
like
it's become culture.
Yes.
And I watched, speaking of documentaries, I watched I Know That Voice. Narf!
Okay, so you did get that. That's,
yeah.
That's one we both watched.
I did see that, and I fucking loved it. I just listened to the Nerdist podcast with Ron Paulson, is that his name? I think it was the guy that does Pinky's voice. I'll look it up while we're chatting. But the whole basis of the video game thing, they're like, this opened up a complete other market to us.
Oh, and it's so expansive for them because they have to do so many alterations on
options.
Oh my
God, they're like, I have to say ow in fucking 20,000 different ways.
And then different languages. And then, you know, what if I was bleeding? What if I was on fire? Great. It was an absolutely a fun documentary.
Rob Paulson.
Good
sorry.
For everyone. Okay. Pinky.
That was it. That was who played Pinky.
That's Pinky?
Yeah. Okay. And, I just had the other guy up, but fuck it. Maurice LaMarche. I probably said that wrong. LaMarche maybe. I don't know. I'm
I like,
French.
I like the brain.
Yeah. Yeah. The brain's awesome. Based on, Oh, God damn it. I just heard this too.
Orson Welles.
Orson Welles, yeah, thank you.
I thought we talked about it. Yes.
Did we? Oh, man, yeah. Blast from the Past. Welcome to my DeLorean.
We're living in the last episode.
And we're back. Marty, we got to get back to today. And we're back.
1.21 gigawatts later.
Oh, shit. Name dropping. Ding. If we had a bill.
Here we go.
Low budget over in the satellite studio. Yeah, go ahead.
Fancy stuff. Hmm. We're going to films now. Watch The Master again.
Oh, man.
I had to.
Still haven't seen that.
Paul Thomas Anderson directs. I love everything Paul Thomas Anderson does.
And that's with your boy, Philip.
That's Philip Seymour Hoffman right there.
It's your boy.
And Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead does the score.
Oh, nice. I thought you were going to say that he's in it. I was like, that's
weird. No, but he does scores for... He did the score for There Will Be Blood.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And that one was eerie and creepy and beautiful.
Yeah, he's probably just playing an orb.
Yeah, he plays all kinds of strange instruments that he creates in his little creepy,
in his castle.
Creepy lab. Yeah. Much like Brain and Pinky.
Yeah. What should we do tonight, Brain? Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to make a new instrument.
And obviously, it's not obvious, but I would give The Master 5 out of 5 stars. Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman together create an absolutely electric atmosphere. Every scene they're in together. Joaquin coming back from the...
The dead?
No, not the dead.
It's
but
a zombie Joaquin!
What was he in? I'm Still Here.
I'm Still Here, yeah. That
I'm
was
still
a fantastic
here, directed
movie.
By Casey Affleck, and people thought he went off the fucking rails.
Yeah, that was really cool. And then it was weird, like, when people found out it was, like, a movie and it was a joke, they completely discredited it, which I thought was really odd, because I felt like it should get more credit that he fucking put on the charade for, what, 2 years?
Yes, and he then, actually, he did performances, he wrote songs, he went out. He went out there hard and undercover, narc style.
I just, never mind, I think I talked about her on another episode, but that was a good flick, too.
Yes.
Joaquin, I haven't really seen anything that I haven't liked him in.
Joaquin is incredible.
Signs.
I mean,
Swing Away, Meryl.
Everything he does.
Yeah.
Gladiator.
Ooh, goddamn.
Evil as
thumb
shit.
Down.
I know. And he has those dark eyes trying to kiss his sister, being a weirdo.
Gross. But in Game of Thrones, sounds acceptable. They're like, yeah, everyone bangs their sisters, whatever. Oh, there's a dragon now. That dude's got his cock and his sister, whatever. Now they got a kid. Ah.
They're banging on their dead kid.
Oh, my God. Oh, spoilers. Sorry. Yeah, never mind. We won't even go into that. But yeah, watch Game of Thrones.
Keep
that's
up
a
with
fucking,
Game of Thrones. I'm not
that
playing
That is
games.
A mind fucking, that's a mind fuck.
It is. It is quite a real and mind fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Watch that phone.
Oh, man. I dropped my phone.
Don't touch me with your feet.
Sorry.
Okay.
I know how much you hate them.
We got the...
Go ahead.
Cloven Hooves.
Yeah. I thought that was the movie you watched. I was like, that sounds amazing.
Oh, what's that about?
It's about it's the devil, mainly.
It's about going shoe shopping.
Ooh.
I watched another film, Why Stop Now?
I've never even heard of this.
Jesse Eisenberg, Tracy Ooh. Morgan.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's on Netflix, just added.
I think I just went by this last night and watched some movie about a mouse. It was a CGI movie. It's like Master Dipra or some shit. I don't know, about a mouse that fights. Yeah, like, all these mice have to be scared. Like, that's their whole culture, is to fear. And then this one mouse just doesn't, so they banish him.
Wait, what? How did that segue from...
Oh, because I was going to watch that movie instead.
Oh, and
but then
you
I watched the mouse,
mouse one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, ooh, colors and cartoons.
Ooh, yay. This one was actually pretty good. I'm not a big Jesse Eisenberg fan.
He
kind of reminds me of a dickhead whenever he's on screen.
Really?
Eh, he does that fast-talking sort of spazzy.
Especially
like,
in Social Network. Very quippy, very tight.
Oh,
that's why I think he's going to be an awesome fucking Lex Luthor.
Because he's going to be real...
Blah. Real, just a cock.
Yeah.
Just a cock.
He's great at that. Yeah. No, it's the same character. He's a very, like, Michael Cera-ish...
I completely agree. And
pop,
they
pop,
both
pop,
get fucking...
Same fucking noise.
They get mistaken for each other all the time.
Yeah, truly.
When I hang out with Michael, he tells me.
Yeah, when...
It. Yeah,
you know. Hanging out with Michael and Jesse.
I call him Mike, but whatever.
God. And so, yeah, that was another one I watched. It was decent. I'd give it a 3 out of 5. It was entertaining. It was cool content because... It was a kid trying to get his mom into rehab, but she had to test positive before he could enter her.
Mm-hmm.
And his whole goal for the day was just to get her high so she could test positive to get the fuck into rehab so he could go do his piano recital.
Really?
Piece. Yeah. And it was pretty serious.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, pretty serious drama. It was good. But so, but, tons of humor. Tracy Morgan was awesome.
Oh,
he was a hilarious drug dealer. He was great.
He plays a drug dealer in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, he does. And
yo,
he has
you got
a card.
Your card.
Yeah, he's got.
He wrote that whole like line too. Like I guess like that whole like shtick thing. Like he was like, "Yo, you got that card? Can we have cards?" Like
I forget what the number was, but he's like 141 local, son.
Yeah, that shit's awesome,
man. I like that movie so much. I'm gonna take it by the middle school and get it.
He said that. He said
that.
Yeah,
what?
He said that in that film.
That's insane.
He made another quip on it, like a different joke, but he's like. Like that so much, I'm going to get it pregnant. And his, and the buddy that rides with him is like, I hear that.
That's
like,
amazing.
It was a funny part.
Yeah, I like Tracy Morgan. He's a good actor. I really like him in fucking 30 Rock. 30 yes. Rock's just incredible in general, but...
Yeah, that's just a fun show.
Who was the guy that was in the Godzilla remake? Not the one that just happened, but the other one.
Matthew Broderick?
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm back to my phone.
Mm. Yep, back to it. All right, I also watched a movie called A Most Wanted Man.
Okay.
Sadly, one of Philip Seymour Hoffman's last roles.
Really?
Yes. Very sad. Just seeing him in a film like that, to where it was him. He was the main character.
Mm-hmm.
It was driven by him. Very dark, very solemn movie. It was about CIA agents, KGB agents. He was a German spy officer, and... Willem Dafoe is also in the film.
Oh God!
And Rachel McAdams.
Oh, Notebook.
It's good. Good cast.
You know what she was really good in? Mean Girls. And that's gonna sound weird, but that movie's
with
actually
the blonde?
Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that movie in general holds up well.
I enjoyed all of them. And Amanda Seyfried, I think she's actually a good actress, and she was really funny in that.
Which one was that?
She was the ditzy girl with the dot.
She was in Jennifer's Body. Yeah, she was really good in that as well. I do like her. The Mouse movie that I watched was called The Tale of Despera. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Not Desperado?
No, it's like Despereaux.
I love how you're watching obscure, like, children's films.
It's from 2008. Matthew Broderick, Christopher Lloyd. I mean, like, it's got some heavy hitters.
Heavy-hitting voices?
Yeah.
The mouses?
Yeah. No, it's actually...
You enjoyed it, though?
Yeah, like, I think it has, like, a cool take on what it is, because it's all about a culture that is, like, you have to be this way, and if you're not, then you're getting kicked out, and he, like... And there's this, like, rat that's part of the rat kingdom in the sewers and shit, and, like, he doesn't want to be a part of it either. They both kind of, like, just want to be their own thing. Like, the mouse wants to be brave, and they're like, no, you have to be scared. Like, here's a kitchen knife. He's like, a sword? And they're like, no, it's a knife. You need to cower for this. And he's like, I think it's cool. So, it's on Netflix. You should check it out. If you got to go to the kids section. But, I mean, it's worth it. Like, it's slow at the beginning, but once you get into it, and it's fucking gorgeous. Really pretty. Yeah, you should check
it
out.
You know I'm down to know. You know I got the time.
Yeah, you do.
Jeez. Where are we at here? Yeah, very good movie. A Most Wanted Man. I'd give it 4 out of 5 stars. It didn't grip me. There was a ton of... I was absolutely enthralled by watching Philip do his job, which was acting like a German CIA officer, mm-hmm. smoking unlimited cigarettes. Every scene
as they
a
do.
Cigarette. Yes, but... Any, it almost seems like if it wasn't for him, that would have just, it would have been one of the most boring films.
Really?
Of that genre.
Does he do a voice?
He's
doing like a
German accent.
Yes. That's awesome. German accents are really fun to listen to. I know they're harsh and stuff, but they just have cool spins on words. Like instead of the W's, they use
with it. Yeah.
Instead of the V's, they do W's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a very soft man. Like he's a very soft spoken, calm man in the film.
And he's not like nine
no he's very he's very calm and very like deliberate in what he says and what he does, and he's very analytical. He analyzes and
shit.
Analytically I assault animate things.
Oh shit.
I just
lay it down, dude. Lay it down.
Just listened to that Blackalicious cover by Daniel Radcliffe on the
what?
Jimmy Fallon show.
Harry Potter
raps a Blackalicious song. I forget the name of the title of the song, but it has to do with alphabet. And in the song, Blackalicious goes through the alphabet, rapping like A A A A B B B B C C C.
Oh, so we'll do like a bar of A, a bar of B,
yeah,
a bar of C.
But it gets faster every letter. So at the end, it's like, really fast. And Dana Radcliffe knows the entire song.
Just nailed it.
Just nailed it on.
He's coming out with something
on that
new.
Show.
Something about being like a demon or some shit?
I already saw it. It's called Horns. It's incredible.
Really?
Yes.
Did you talk about it last week?
No.
Okay. I thought you did. Maybe you told me about this.
I might have told you.
I don't know.
I saw it. I loved it.
Cool. I'll check that out. It's already out?
You can download it.
Wow, that's insane. That's crazy. It's weird what shit leaks out.
Certain
early.
Things pop out, and I'm like, well, I'll just watch it, and didn't know if it was in a theater or not.
But then again, I mean, I've bought the Harry Potter, so fuck you, Daniel.
Yeah, so fuck you.
You've had my money. Now go sit on your golden car.
Now go rap me some songs.
And your golden microphone. Everything's gold that he has. And he has wands.
That's what you think?
Yeah. Okay. He's got to be insanely rich.
I'm sure the trio is nice and rich.
Yeah.
You know who I'd like to be in the Harry Potter movies?
Who?
Sirius Black.
Why?
Because he's the best.
Yeah?
He acts like... I don't know. He sacrifices everything. He's accused of being a villain, but he remains wholesome deep down.
Yeah.
And then he provides Harry with a much-needed father figure, shows him that he can still get love.
The cold, caring.
Someone's still there for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the most badass wizards in that universe.
True.
Cold as ice. And I don't know. He's just tragically beautiful. I love Gary Oldman.
Yeah. Sirius Black was pretty tough.
Yeah. He played Sirius Black the way I wanted him to, because it was tragic and awesome.
Yeah.
I
might go with Snape.
I thought you were going to say Hagrid.
I actually thought about that, too. I was like, I can finally be tall. My time is now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Harry. No, that was actually a decent Hagrid. Maybe it was just the mic. Oh, damn it. I dropped my phone on my foot.
Second time's a charm.
I just broke my toe. It's all for the pod. I thought Snape was a really cool character. They took him on a fucking journey, because at the beginning of the films, you don't like him, and like then you start to, then you understand his character and why he's the way it is.
He brings you almost to tears when you learn his
legacy. Oh my god,
legacy.
No, at the end, I was like, Jesus Christ, this is fucking beautiful. But yeah, I really enjoyed his journey as a character, and I felt that it was done justice through the movies.
Those characters are just awesome.
Yeah. Have you heard about the... I guess they're adapting like another like Beasts and Monsters or something like that. She wrote another book.
Okay.
And I think they're adapting that as a script or going to shop that around as a movie. So that
I could use as much magic as
honestly,
I...
Honestly, dude. I they should keep never the Harry Potter enough. Universe going. They have kids. Like, fuck it. Like, have like Harry be a fucking teacher at Hogwarts or some shit like that. Keep him in there. Like, maybe 10 years from now, Daniel Radcliffe can come back, reprise the role, look older instead of that weird, shitty CGI they did at the end. Like, they have so much money, and why did that look that bad? Like,
it seemed that's where practical prosthetics would have really helped out.
Honestly, like, I don't understand why they wouldn't have gone that route. Like, you look at The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Holy fuck. He looked real in every single scene that he was in. And I know that some of it was CGI and practical, but, like, still, like, they could have gone that route. I don't know. That really fucked me up, like, when I saw that ending. I was like, what the
fuck?
Like,
get these fuckers out of here.
They spent $10 on the end when they spent, like, billions of dollars on this franchise? Come on.
Get him out of here.
Yeah, get out. Take a hike. What else did you see?
I played a video game.
Ooh, what?
I know. I played a video game called The Evil Within.
Oh, shit, yeah. You showed me the trailer for that.
For Xbox 360.
Looked like kind of like Dead Space meets Resident Evil.
It was, kind of. It was developed by Bethesda, and that's one of my favorite companies.
Skyrim's my shit, bro. 95 hours.
95 hours later.
Well spent fighting dragons, riding them. I don't give a shit.
Make so much dragon scale armor.
I was a fucking werewolf. I was the leader of the companions.
I don't
Come
care.
At me.
Come at you.
I'm kidding, don't. You'll hurt me.
It was a really dreary game.
Did you play the whole thing, or did you just like get through?
No, no. I didn't beat it. I rented it for a few days. And
how do you do that? How do you rent a game for just a couple days and then just be like, okay, well, I didn't beat it, and so fuck it.
I didn't want to.
Why?
I was sick of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bethesda's like, well, hey, fuck you too, asshole.
Bethesda's like, we want you to have to scrape and scrounge and fucking fight for every last match. Literally a match that you light fire with.
Yeah, I understand. I know what a match is.
You have to fight for them. You have to find them, search for them. You can't kill enemies all the way. You have to burn them. You only have about 6 bullets per every 5 hours of gameplay.
Oh my god.
You're
this
running from...
Like my,
yeah.
This sounds like my nightmare of a game.
Yeah, you're running through... Oh, and then sometimes you go and open a chest and it's a bomb. Someone wired it. Boom, your fucking
does it,
head blows off.
So you don't know the complete storyline, or did you kind of gather enough from it? To
no,
be like,
no.
I
it is a very, very...
vast.
Eerie, evil. Like, you go through... You transport through a mirror to go to your save point, and your save point is, like, this old sort of hotel hospital, and this lady... Like, in all the Resident Evils, you use a typewriter.
Okay.
To save. In this one, you go through broken mirrors.
That's
and you
cool.
go into this little area where you walk down a hallway, then you have to save by signing into like a
guest list.
And
that's
she says something different every time, like, you don't come around very much, and then you can leave or you can...
So that's got to be something huge part of the
it's
game.
It's a huge thing. Like, she's like a, kind of
like an
what
oracle?
Is that, purgatory
oh,
sort
okay.
of...
Yeah. I thought you meant like Oracle from Matrix.
Well, she's like a gatekeeper, I think.
Ooh,
kinda
gatekeeper.
Like, yeah.
Oh my, in a world. No, sorry.
In a world where I don't understand the game.
I just like talking into a mic.
So, it was just too much. I love Resident Evil.
Mm.
I love Dead Space.
Yeah. I played like 5 hours of Dead Space, and I really enjoyed it, but I just like never picked it back up.
I could not continue the inch by inch battle that game is.
And to preface this, Tony showed me the the first like 10 minutes of gameplay that it has,
yeah.
And the dude gets like cut or shot in the leg and is limping. I'm
yep.
like, this can't be like a
yep.
thing of the game.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is.
And he's going so slow. It's like
yeah.
in real time. Like, if you had to go a mile, it would take him 50 minutes. Like,
it was horribly realistic because the staggering from getting hit, you're just kind of dizzy for what feels like 30 seconds while this thing is just recharging to bash you in the head again. You can go hide under beds, but if you kind of sneak or move, they're like, and then they kill you.
You could be a voice actor.
Thank you.
You can do the sound effects too, all the Foley.
Thank you for that compliment.
Yeah, no problem, man. You got a great set of pipes there, kid.
You're going to make it.
You're going to make it in this biz. I can feel it. Have a cigarette.
Speaking of The Evil Within.
Yeah.
Watched another movie in the Halloween vein.
Ooh, I like that.
You like that?
I loved it.
The Evil Dead.
Oh,
remake. Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Take out the.
Yeah, that's what they did for that. Which is weird. That's the third time that movie's kind of been made.
Yeah.
Because the first one they made, and then the second one, they're like, let's kind of make it again and add a little bit. I was like, right.
I love the 2013.
Oh, my God. It is incredible. It's so brutal.
Oh, yeah.
And
she
the acting's actually really good,
yeah,
too.
She's amazing.
Yeah. The girl, Ash.
Yes. Mia is a awesome character that they could continue with.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. No, I really enjoyed that flick as well. And it was fucking scary. Like, there's parts where I had to, like, turn away. Like, it
oh,
is
no. There was some
fucking
roughness.
Sick looking.
A lot of nail guns, a lot of razor blades, a lot of
knives that fucking
stuff.
Go back and forth really fast, and the cutting
just
arms off and
great
faces.
Great gore.
Yeah, I mean, if you want your fucking blood content, that is the movie to go watch.
I wouldn't say it was, like, when a scene gets me, like, I see a certain scene in a film, and I get that rush, like, that fuck yeah, like, that is everything I could have wanted in a scene.
Yeah.
Excuse me. There's a scene at the end of that film that literally is the zenith of what I want to see in a fucking horror film. Literally raining fucking blood from the heavens.
Yeah, Slayer's playing.
She's trying to kill. Keep
going.
I am not going with that.
Okay, sorry.
I am not going.
I thought we were going to paint the picture. That I wish Slayer would have played. Right
if
when the rain
Slayer was
hitting.
Playing, I wouldn't have enjoyed the scene. That would have
it's
not
just taken me out. I'm not going to lie.
No, don't need that. Okay. You throw me off like a fucking baseball bat to the face. That's how bad you throw me off.
That's why I'm here.
I'm like, let me get a serious talk about this.
Whack!
This film. Ow! What state am I in?
I think I'm concussed. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Why am I here? I'm going.
No, you're talking about the raining blood. That scene.
It starts raining blood. She's literally fighting a creature that oozed out of the mud puddle outside of the house.
Looked good, too.
One hand just ripping up from the sky. And this, like, evil demon, you know, doppelganger being is trying to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
She has ripped her fucking hand off. shoved it into a fucking chainsaw and just starts face fucking this thing with a chainsaw.
Yeah, spoilers.
And the, I don't know, her foot, like, it goes forward, but there's like a backlight that's really bright, but the blood and rain looks so bright and beautiful.
Yeah, it's that part.
I got
intense.
A murder boner.
Wow.
I'm just going. I'm just going to say
that's
it.
That's the only thing I can describe it as.
5 out of 5 murder boners on that one.
I give it 5 murder boners.
Next.
What else did you see?
Holy shit. Just finished watching Django Unchained again.
Oh, fuck, yeah.
That's my, while I'm at work, I throw on Netflix while I'm eating my lunch sometimes because I don't want to go outside.
Yeah, just put that on.
And bam, watch Django in a
fantastic
few days.
Fantastic flick.
Christoph Waltz
is amazing.
He keeps winning Oscars. It's incredible.
Yeah.
He's incredible. I think he's won 2 Oscars. I've only known about him for about 4 years.
Yeah.
Because I think Inglourious Basterds was the first thing I saw him in.
And I'm sorry, that's the bounty hunter that gets Django,
yes,
correct?
The
he
German.
Was also in Captain America. He was in The Terminal. He played like the fucking opposition to Tom Hanks and stuff, not getting out of the airport. He was awesome in that. He's been in a bunch of things. I think he's been around for a lot longer than you think, but he's just done a lot of character work. So like he wasn't as noticeable in films.
Oh.
But yeah,
I think that's the first one
incredible.
That really resonated
he popped
with me.
In, yeah.
And he's also in, well, that I give that one, because that also has my main man, Leo.
You know.
Big Leo, me and Leo go way back.
Yeah, Leo can't win a fucking award to save his life, but gets paid millions. It's insane.
I don't feel bad for him. I feel bad for the Academy for not doing their job. But he fucks supermodels and hangs out on boats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they can go fuck themselves. He is fucking great.
Yeah, life's not too bad for old
no,
Leo.
No, I don't think, oh, Leo DiCaprio, what a poor soul. No.
Yeah, right after What's Eating Gilbert Grape really paid his dues. I'm surprised he didn't get nominated for anything in that. That's insane.
Honestly, it's they have given out Academies.
Gilbert! Like, that's amazing. I know a boy whose name is Arnie.
Baseball bats, dude. You just...
they call me Whack'em Wolf.
Holy shit. Okay, what the fuck was I? Oh, The Zero Theorem. Watch that as well.
Yeah,
Christoph
he's in
Waltz
yeah,
is in that,
yeah,
too.
That was the 3-part from The Brazilian and... 12 Monkeys, right? That was
No. 12 Monkeys is not... I forget. It's the adventure of... I can't remember what his third one... Well, this is the third
They
one.
Called Zero... I just listened to a podcast that mentioned Zero Theorem as the third installment to that.
But the 3 films are Zero Theorem, Brazil, and another one
Brazil,
that's
my
not...
bad. I said Brazilian. I apologize. Oh, by the way, something else I have to apologize. I kept saying Superman v. Batman. It's Batman v. Superman. My bad. All right.
Go ahead. Now you guys can write your thesis.
Yeah. My bad. Just didn't want to, you know, I fucked up.
Yeah, Terry Gilliam
yeah.
directs the film.
Mm-hmm. And that's who did 12 Monkeys, correct?
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure it was Brazil, 12 Monkeys, and then that.
Oh, man.
I mean, it doesn't matter. Whatever. You know what? Let's just go with I'm right.
Okay. We'll go with that until I figure it out. I also found out, well, I mean, I didn't find out. I researched that, he also directed Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Really?
And Fear and Loathing.
Wow, it's insane.
Yeah. He has very esoteric films half the time. The others are kind of widely loved.
Yeah.
But when he does his esoteric films, that's when I really get into him, because this one is, it's like a spacey,
yeah,
like eccentric sort of, I don't know, mental journey more than a, it is a visual tour de force, but the mental journey he goes through, because he refers to himself as we.
Yeah.
It's just really beautiful.
Right on. That's cool.
Good film.
Have you seen the trailer for Ex Machina?
No.
It's fucking crazy looking. It's from the director of Sunshine. Or no, the writer of Sunshine.
Oh, I was going to say Danny Boyle. Oh, no.
The writer. And it's like, it kind of looks like The Machine. Like, it's a girl robot.
Okay.
And it's all about this dude that, like, his whole thing is, like, to see how the robot works. And then there's a guy that, like, made the robot that's kind of has him in this experiment with the robot.
Puts his dick in it?
No. Well, that is one of the things that they mentioned. They're like, he's like, did you make her sexual? And he's like, no, you're thinking that. And then, like, his whole thing is like, well, do you think she really actually likes you and stuff? It seems really fucking, like, huge, like, the scale.
The concepts.
Yeah. But the scale of it's not big. It's like a room with, like, him and a robot and another dude. It seems like that's the three people. That's it.
I wonder if it's going to end with the robot just fucking ripping them to shreds. And
I don't know. It
out.
Seems more like, it seems like the guy that the experiment's about is torn between the maker and the robot. It looks really beautiful too. Like the CGI of the robot looks insane. It looks really good.
All right. She's so like almost like a Frankenstein and his monster.
Kind of, yeah, but with like a third dude that like kind out. Of yeah, that he's like trying to see how it interacts with a human that like didn't create it basically. That's what I've gathered from it. But yeah, it looks really cool. I watched the trailer today. I just saw
Abandon it. The creator or remain true?
Oh shit.
I don't know.
Oh my god.
Eat the apple, you pussy.
Have you seen anything else?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You watch so much shit.
I know, it's
things
great.
Worth commenting on?
Yes.
That's impressive. Go ahead. Hit me.
I watched the show Constantine.
Oh my god, my boy. It ruled.
Oh my god.
It ruled.
I thought
wait.
I was watching Hellblazer comics in front of my face.
Jumped out from the page literally. Yes. Speaking
awesome
of Constantine,
show.
How'd you feel about the movie? Let's hit that.
I've always enjoyed Keanu. That. I've enjoyed that film.
I loved Constantine. I thought
it's
it was
not
great.
Now I've researched Hellblazer more. I know what I'm supposed to be watching,
right.
And it doesn't follow that.
No, at all.
At all.
But as like a as the concept of Constantine, it's cool.
If it was named like Black Widow, and I didn't know anything of it was connected to Constantine, and they changed a few of the themes, I would be like, Black Widow was a sick film.
Yeah.
By itself.
Right. Because
I enjoy that.
I mean, it kept the same concept and stuff like that of Constantine, but it didn't stay completely true like it seems like the show's doing. I haven't read any of Hellblazer, but I have read Dark Justice League, and the Constantine that is in that felt a lot like almost perfect like the show. Like, even just like hearing the dude, his accent, like, I was like, that's weird. Like, when they describe him in the comic, they say that, like, he's, like, got English and he's, like, a fucking prick.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, he does it perfect. They've got the look of him, everything about him is just awesome. That show's incredible.
I'm more pumped after the first episode of that show than I was for, like, Gotham or Flash.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I was just, you know what I mean? Like, it took me. The CG was right there on the cusp of,
it
like,
is amazing,
being great. Yeah.
The CG that is in TV now.
I was going to comment on a CG scene from Flash.
Oh, please do.
There was a train wreck.
Yeah. Holy shit. I just watched that episode today. What the fuck?
It actually looked cool.
Amazing. Dude, I'm a huge fucking fan of Flash. I can't get enough of it. I love it. Like, the people in the Star Lab, I'm not like a huge fan of, like, the girl. I don't think she's that great, but I like the dude with the long hair, I can't remember his name, and the guy in the wheelchair. All like those characters are really cool, and I really enjoy Barry Allen. Like, I dig that Flash. Like, he's young, but like he's awkward and weird. Like, he's almost like a Spider-Man. Like, I feel like kind of like a Peter Parker, that like weird, like, I don't know what I'm
you
doing.
You like that young little boy coming into his own, sort of like, I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
Adventure.
No, I do, because like Ultimate Spider-Man, the comic, like, I really dug that storyline of Spider-Man. I really dug that approach to him, because it, instead of like Peter Parker being like older and like, you know, married to Mary Jane and stuff like that, like, it's cool to see him as like a awkward fucking high schooler dealing with those problems, but also fucking, you know, dealing with life-threatening, world-threatening problems. And I feel like that's what they're doing with the Flash. And I love the crossovers with Arrow and stuff. I think that's really cool.
Felicity.
Yeah, she was in the last episode. She was really good. I really dig her as a character as well. She's an awkward, nerdy girl.
I like that entire thing she's got going.
Yeah, you do. But yeah, Arrow and Flash, I think, are fucking great. And I hear that they're doing a Supergirl show that's supposed to tie in with those as well.
I just, for my money,
yeah,
I'll take the mature superheroes. The Arrow?
Yeah.
Season 1?
Yeah.
Give me that all day.
Arrow season 1 was pretty fucking awesome.
I want Constantine to continue
also,
what he's doing.
Arrow season 2, with the development of characters that they had, like, the whole, like,
the Deathstroke?
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, them, like, getting Speedy, where they call him Red Arrow or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
He's called Speedy in the comics. Canary, Black Canary, like, them coming together, I thought was so cool. I was like, they made, like, a mini Avengers.
They were fun.
Yeah, and I mean, like, and then them building into the Flash, I thought was really cool. showing Barry come into the air, come yeah, into Arrow's world, and then branch off and do his
own
show.
I was confused because when I saw Barry Allen, I'm like, oh yeah, so look, like this happened to him. And three episodes later in Arrow, I'm like, well, what the fuck happened to him?
How fucking cool was Captain Cold?
You enjoyed that?
I fucking dude. All right,
I enjoy
the actor.
Yes.
Prison Break. Yeah,
yeah. God, what was his damn name?
I can't remember. But
Bob's gonna get pissed at us for not knowing his name.
Yeah. He's sitting there like, idiots. It's this.
You stupid idiots. Oh, it's like, it's gonna drive me.
If only
nuts.
There was this thing called the internet we could look it up on. No, I really dug Captain Cold. Like, I thought that his the character was a little cheeky.
Yeah,
but in the same vein. Of the, like, that's...
I don't know his purpose, why he wants the city to be his playground.
Well,
particularly.
All right. I
get he's overwhelmed by power.
Yeah.
Because that thing's awesome, the gun. Yeah,
definitely. Well, and he's just, I think it's kind of like a run-of-the-mill criminal that got the gun, and, like, you know, he wants to keep going with it.
Yeah.
But, Dominic something? My bad. Michael Schofield.
Michael Schofield.
Yeah. But Captain Cold, one of the first Flash comics I read, Captain Cold was like his nemesis. And I was like, oh, this is so dumb.
Oh,
but
okay.
Then I found out about like how, like the realization of Cold slowing the atoms down and stuff like that. Like, really cool concept to where that is kind of like his arch nemesis, other than Reverse Flash, which is kind of foreshadowed in the first episode. But.
Did that kill his mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Spoilers, sorry. when they first showed the fucking trailer of Flash, I knew that. I was like, oh my God, they're like, because it was a lot of yellow and a little bit of red, which is the exact opposite of Flash's costume.
Oh, okay.
Hence why he's Reverse Flash. There's a lot of storylines where he like goes back and he goes into the time stream and he keeps trying to fucking make it so Barry Allen doesn't become the Flash because he wants to be the fastest man alive. And he goes into the time stream so many times that he actually becomes part of the time stream and doesn't exist in any time. He exists in all time.
Huh.
And then he ends up going, like, there's an awesome comic called Flashpoint. Check that out. Flash is fucking portrayed really well in that. Final Crisis is a really awesome storyline with Flash in it. There's a lot of really cool Flash stories. That's why I really dig that they're doing a Flash TV show. And it feels way more superhero-y than Arrow does to me. And I think that's why I attach more to that. There's a lot more, like when they said metahumans, I was like, oh,
I know. If it's more superhero-y, classic-y superhero.
That's what I
can
can't
call
get
you Flash if you want.
No, it's all right. I mean, you can.
The way, I wanted to make a little addendum.
Mm-hmm.
The three movies in Terry Gilliam's trilogy are The Adventures of Baron Munchausen.
Okay.
And then Brazil.
And then
and
that,
the Zero Theorem.
Wow. Okay. Well, the podcast I was listening to was wrong. Hear that, Matt Meyer and Scott Mosier? You're idiots.
You stupid fools.
I know you're listening, so.
Yeah, they're obviously going to be streaming this bitch.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. But yeah. All right. So The Flash. Yeah. Incredible. Arrow. Awesome. Constantine. Amazing. Gotham. I fucking am falling in love with it every episode that it goes. Penguin is my shit.
I know.
Really dug Harvey Bullock's storyline last episode. I don't know if you saw it.
Nope.
Really good. Humanized them. Fucking gave him a little bit of warmer side. And it was just a cool episode. I'm really starting to dig Bruce Wayne and Alfred. I didn't like them at first. I was like, this seems dumb. And I just feel like they're... And, Enigma, he got a lot of screen time this past episode. And he's a really... I dig that actor.
Edward Enigma. I do feel like I'm almost choking on comic book shows right now.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is like...
There's a lot.
They're like pounding my face like a gangbang.
Yeah.
But it's not a bad gangbang, but it's almost like I didn't expect it.
Well, dude, all right. I mean,
like
they're
going to a truck
so,
stop late at night.
Oh, lot lizard. I think that they're making so much money off comic book movies and that sort of thing. They're going to keep making this shit because they see it as a cash cow. No matter what, they're just going to keep making. I mean, like, there's 30 movies, 30 between DC and Marvel that are coming out between now and 2020. 30 comic book movies.
Well, I guess I better put that Suicide on hold.
Suicide Squad?
Never mind.
What does that mean?
I was just like, well, I was going to kill myself, but now there's 30 movies
30
coming out.
Movies.
Wowie, wow, wow.
I'm tuning in until 2020. with Barbara Walters. No,
then I'll bite the bullet.
But yeah, I just think we're going to see a lot more. I mean, it's going to, they're remaking The Crow, like anything and everything that has a comic book affiliation, they're going to do.
Yeah, but I want to see the hard
shit. To the ground.
I want to see Spawn.
I feel like they might not do it because it did so badly.
They're just big pussies. They need to do it right.
What it, like the concept that he had to do, like the new Spawn, it was more about Sam and Twitch. It was like a beat cop movie.
Yeah, it was a beat cop.
With Spawn in the background and them always searching for Spawn.
Which is makes it cheaper for them to do. Because
cheaper, and also I think it would make the storyline a little bit better. And you're introducing a character while you're putting these two up front that not many people know and have a really cool dynamic because it's kind of like a Harvey Bullock character and like a brainy kind of like snooty character. And then like having them up front... awesome comedic value in it and stuff like that. Good banter back and forth. And you can make it more of a procedural with really cool CGI stuff.
Are you talking about a show?
No. They were making
you're talking about a
movie.
Film.
And then the second film, they could actually go into Spawn or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But the, like to establish the characters, I feel like this would be a good move for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't see it happening. They seem to let me down when it comes to like the serious... Like when I see like Watchmen, I'm like, wow, it was so violent and awesome and... Rated R.
Yeah.
I liked it. So rated R. Thanks.
The rated... I feel like they can't do many superhero movies with rated R because they want the younger crowd to go to them.
I know.
They want their
money. I mean, I can't get a Savage Dragon movie to save my life. It's a reference for all the kids out there.
Yeah, it is.
We're born in 86.
86! No wonder I didn't get it. I was born in 87.
I know.
Anyways, so you've seen anything else, or would you like to go into your segments?
Well, I do have segments, but I also, for the Halloween bullshit, I watched... It's not Halloween-y. It's more...
I thought you meant that
cannibal
movie about the dog.
Radiation, rapey, hill gangs.
Okay.
Hills Have Eyes.
That's what you watched?
Mm-hmm.
Dirt.
No.
God, I love that shit.
It is evil music, but I'm much more into the part where, you know...
The rape?
Well, he's sucking on the mom's boob while the other one's petting the baby with his knife.
God, there is so much fucked up imagery in that movie.
The post-rape daughter is like sitting there crying and
burning the dad alive.
Meanwhile, the dad's cooking outside.
Yeah, that shit was nuts.
One of the most stressful scenes I've ever experienced in a film because so many things were going wrong at once.
Horrible, horrible.
The whole family was getting
fucked.
Just total fucked. Hard fucked.
All right, let's go into top three horror films.
Top three horror films.
Yeah.
Of what? All time?
Yeah, just any
horror?
Of them. Yeah.
Classic horror? Like, just like kind of like
anything. Any.
Well, you can't.
Any horror
that's
movie.
Too...
It's too broad for you? Your brain breaking?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you think, and I'll hit you with mine. Hellraiser, definite. I think that might be my number one. I love Hellraiser. I'm going to catch a little bit of shit for this, but...
Scream?
No. Which was a good film, though. Darkness Falls. Movie scared the shit out of me. No idea why, just scared the shit out of me. Tooth Fairy. I know, it's dumb.
Little kid scare, though.
Yeah. It's not even that like great of a movie, but I remember it scaring the fuck out of me. And it's still, like, even to this day, like that. I don't know what it is about old witchy ladies that can fly and hurt you in the dark, but it fucking terrified me.
You need to watch Mama.
Oh, God. See, I don't even know if I can.
Oh, it's literally everything you said that you don't like. It is that, but brand new.
I don't know.
And it feels like, it feels evil. I feel evil when I think about Mama.
I'm going to take back Darkness Falls because I have two more that actually rank higher. Child's Play 2. Love that fucking
movie. Child's
Play 2. The end of that movie with the factory. Oh, God. That's so fucking cool. All the dolls and shit.
I like that.
So fucking cool. I just love the concept of it. And dolls in general.
Which one is he? I don't know.
Oh, no. They're all look like him. And three, probably Hills Have Eyes.
Original, remake?
The remake, yeah, like the 2009 or some shit?
Yeah,
2000. I mean, it might be even earlier than that.
Six
I'll look
or
it up.
Seven?
I think I was like 19, because me and you saw that together, didn't we?
I think so. Either way, that movie is
fucking
damn brilliant.
Brutal. Do you know yours?
I mean, I guess I'm going to stick... I could do horror
2006,
flicks.
2006, good call.
Oh, wow, cool. I could do horror flicks made after 2000. So I'm not... You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I can make a choice when I have, like, The Exorcist and Rosemary's Baby aren't, like, horror films. Like, they're horrific.
The Exorcist is a horror film.
It is horrific, but not compared to Hills Have Eyes in terms of the gore and the content.
True.
No, the time, man, the content in The Exorcist is evil.
It's rough.
Shit.
Like, her peeing on the carpet just fucking
And see, but then there's Rosemary's Baby. Not too violent.
That end is tough.
But that end is tough as shit.
You know what I really dug? The Omen. It's all for you, Damien. Snap.
Love that little fucker.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, that movie fucked with me, too.
Let me think. I know it's cliche, but I'm going to put it in there, too. Kills Have Eyes.
Okay. Because,
damn.
It's brutal.
The mise-en-scene of that film, everything about it works for a horror film for me.
Yeah.
Because this is off the top of the dome, yeah. I'm going to revise it 10 times before I like go home tonight and fall asleep.
Right.
But I really, really fucking loved the adaptation Silent Hill.
Okay, yeah, that was a really cool movie.
I really, really liked Silent Hill.
The second one was so-so for me, but...
No, I mean, this... Yeah,
it
was
like... The
first
one was fucking awesome.
It was the same as Hills Have Eyes 2 compared to Hills Have Eyes.
That fucking... Oh, my God, that siren. That's oh, my God.
That's an emergency horn made by yours truly, Paul Wolf.
Yep. No, that was our soundboard.
No.
Own it, motherfucker.
No. Soundboards are good. That was shit. That was awesome. Okay. Yeah,
and
Silent Hill,
fantastic.
Hills Have Eyes,
yep,
and damn, after 2000, evil, creepy, scary. Am I scared? Do I ever get scared?
Evil Dead.
Evil Dead's so tough. But literally, that's two remakes and then a video game adaptation. God, I'm a pussy. I'm a fucking pussy. Those are mine.
These fucking assholes know movies? Jesus Christ, they're naming the shittiest horror movies.
I might go with Sinister.
Sinister was fucked up.
Yep.
And that movie
that
was
movie,
stressful.
Yeah, that movie
stressful.
Really worked me. Yeah.
Oh my God, those fucking videos. I was
Ugh. The first one. I'm just like, why are you watching this? Don't watch this. I don't want to watch this.
Yeah, I was watching that alone in my apartment with all the fucking lights off, and I just wanted
the
to kill
the damn branch falling. I'm like,
I wanted
no.
to kill myself so no one else could murder me.
Yeah, shit.
Oh, fuck, that movie was fucking rough. Ethan Hawke, great dude. Daybreakers was a really cool concept. Shitty ending. That movie shit the fucking bed at the end.
I almost see like Ethan Hawke as someone that was like, no, like, he's a great actor, but I guess if he wasn't an actor, no one would, if he just stopped, no one would care.
No, yeah, I agree.
But when he pulls it out, like Gattaca, give me some, what? You have seen Gattaca.
Have I?
Really? Uma Thurman? Mm-mm. Ethan Hawke?
No.
Jude Law?
Nope.
What's your fucking number, Flatfoot?
No, I don't think I have.
Holy crap. Jude Law's in a wheelchair. It's all about...
No, it definitely
happened. Like, the genome, like, human genome sequencing. Like, they can create what they want in their child.
Yeah, I don't think
Blonde
I have.
Blonde hair, blue eyes,
my God,
athletic.
No, we watched that in, like, school or some shit. Yeah, you're right. That was, years ago.
Man,
I don't remember that at all.
That is a gorgeous film. Watch it again.
I will. I'll check
it
out.
It stands up.
The test of time.
The test of Tony.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
New segment.
New
test
segment,
of Tony.
The test of Tony.
It withstood the test of Tony.
I will just start naming films at this point. Jurassic Park, Terminator 2.
Oh, my God.
Aliens.
Jurassic Park holds... Wow, all those hold-ups.
I know!
I'm so pumped.
Those are my three favorite hold-ups, actually.
Yeah, Terminator 2 is just fucking perfect.
Oh, Abyss.
Abyss is
incredible. Abyss goes in there, too, because that CG still holds up.
Yeah, actually it does.
Fucking
the CG
water
of Jurassic
CG.
Park is fucking incredible.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The CG of fucking Terminator 2.
So yeah, my horror list was for... Oh, God, I'm such a pussy. Yeah.
For babies.
Just a big baby pussy horror list.
Yeah.
That's a weird sentence.
Yep.
Fuck.
That's what the name of this episode's going to be.
Well, that was literally, I have on my iPhone, segment ideas, does it hold up? Is one of the segments I was going to introduce.
Now it's called the Test of Tony, but I don't think we're going to be able to get to any more because it's been an hour. Oh, my God.
Fuck.
We've gone so long.
All right. Well,
no, but do you have anything to add? Anything?
I'm going to give you a preview of next episode.
Okay, hit me.
I'm going to introduce Genre 5. You don't know what that's about.
Genre 5?
Genre 5.
Kind of like Johnny 5.
Kinda.
Yep. It's movies
kinda.
About robots.
Short Circuit starring Steve Guttenberg. Gotta go.
Oh, it's the Goots. All right, so we're gonna we'll kick off with segments next time. Stop watching so many fucking movies. I'm kidding. Always watch movies and go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.